This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Tasmania's Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe has said he will lead reforms in his state to ban dangerous LGBT conversion practices. Last month, the Tasmania Law Reform Institute released a report featuring the experiences of 40 survivors of the debunked and harmful practices, as well as 16 recommendations for law changes to ban the practices in Tasmania. The Tasmanian Liberal leader said he'd spoken with survivors and would bring legislation to Parliament after more consultation. ANZ has joined other major corporations by offering paid gender affirmation leave to employees. The newly created gender affirmation leave policy will support trans and gender diverse staff as they undergo gender affirmation. The leave policy will cover employees for any aspect of their gender affirmation, including social, medical, and legal processes. While other major corporations have considered similar policies, the 6 weeks of paid leave and 12 months of unpaid leave announced by ANZ may become a landmark. Advocacy groups have said Queensland must scrap a harmful law that allows employers to discriminate against transgender and gender-diverse people when working with children. The Queensland Human Rights Commission is currently reviewing the state's 30-year-old Anti-Discrimination Act. One offensive exemption in the Act allows employers to discriminate on the basis of lawful sexual activity or gender identity if reasonably necessary to protect the physical, psychological, or emotional well-being of minors in a workplace. Hundreds of people gathered at the weekend for an emotional ceremony at Bondi's Memorial to Gay and Transgender Hate Crimes in Sydney. From the 1970s through to the 1990s, gay and transgender people were targeted in hate crimes across Sydney and New South Wales. Many were assaulted or killed, including along the Bondi coastline and Marks Park at Tamra. A public artwork titled Rise at the Bondi Memorial in that same park is now dedicated to those lost and survivors of the brutal violence. And far-right Republican in the US, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, believes heterosexual people will be extinct 4 to 5 generations from now. The Georgian Congresswoman made the false claims in a wild homophobic and transphobic Facebook Live video on May 29. Greene raged that, "They just want you to think that all of a sudden the entire population is steadily turning gay or turning trans." That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
Two of Scottish football's top referees, Craig Napier and Lloyd Wilson, have publicly come out as gay in support of changing the culture of the game. Napier shared his story in a video on the Scottish Football Association's website, saying he wants to help remove the stigma and fear among those considering whether or not to reveal their sexuality.
We need to see the climate change so that people do feel that they can be their true self and live happily and comfortable in their own skin, and that needs to then transcend into football.
Both match officials credited soccer players Josh Cavallo and Jake Daniels as the inspiration to make a similar public announcement. Tennis legend Billie Jean King has been awarded the Legion of Honour, France's highest civilian award. French President Emmanuel Macron presented the award at the Élysée Palace in recognition of King revolutionising gender equality and the rights of LGBTIQA+ people in sport over 50 years. The 78-year-old was also honoured at the French Open by tournament organisers, celebrating the 50th anniversary of winning the 1972 women's singles title. Football superstar David Beckham has been called a hypocrite for supporting gay footballer Jake Daniels coming out while being a paid celebrity endorsing the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. Beckham is quoted as saying gay people in sport shouldn't be treated any differently from anyone else. Human rights activist and sports analyst Craig Foster has spoken out, saying while it's fine for Beckham to take the money, he should not pretend to feel strongly about human rights, and is calling on every player at Qatar 2022 to make a public statement. Ohio's House of Representatives passed a bill banning transgender girls from school sports, with an additional requirement of verification from a doctor if the sex of the student is disputed. The bill goes to a vote in the state Senate when it reconvenes in November.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.